Hello, I'm Neil Allen from Hudson, New York. You're listening to WGXE Acra 90.7 FM.
Just remember, this is your radio station, and to keep it going smoothly, it helps if you become a sustaining supporter. What that means is you go to our website, you click on donate, and you make a monthly donation, which we will take it out of your credit card for you. Actually, I think it notifies you every month to make sure you still want to do it, and just kind of give whatever you can give monthly. $10 a month, $5 a month.
Right.
It's not hard. It's not hard.
It's a good idea.
If you care about this station.
It's a very good idea.
Become a friend of WGXE now by going to wgxe.org/donate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Tune in to All Together Now, WGXE's collaborative hour-long news show at 6 p.m., featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Tune in to learn more about the issues that affect communities throughout the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley, from the Catskills to the Berkshires.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXE's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network, network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXE in Acre, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Police arrested Hudson resident Mohammed H. Morshed early June 18th in connection with the shooting death of 19-year-old Enderley Instanfil the previous night. Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore said Instanfil of Philmont was shot about 8:18 p.m. June 17th in an apartment building at 20 Fairview Avenue near the Stewart's Shop at the intersection of Green Street. Instanfil, who previously lived in Hudson, presumably died from a gunshot wound to the neck. The results of an autopsy are forthcoming. Morshed was taken into custody in Kingston. The shooting occurred less than 2 weeks after a series of raids were conducted by Hudson and Greenport and later billed as a preemptive strike intended to keep the city's streets safe this summer. Various incidents of targeted violence occurred at locations on Hudson's north side in August 2017. The disturbances ended following a series of federal arrests later in the year. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jimmy Vilken is reporting for Politico New York. Stephanie Miner, the former mayor of Syracuse and a longtime critic of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, has announced that she will create the Serb America Movement Party and run on that line for governor in November. Miner said in a press release, and I quote, "I'm running to change the culture of cynicism. Nobody believes Albany has their best interest at heart. Everybody knows you have to pay to play. They think the system is rigged, and they're not wrong," end quote. She has called for an increase in state money for infrastructure programs and been a staunch critic of Cuomo's economic development policies, including facilities built by SUNY Polytechnic Institute that are the focus of a federal trial this week. According to the New York Times, Miner has discussed financial support with Joe Rose, a former aide to Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, as well as the larger Serb America movement, which was formed by people unhappy with the results of the 2016 election. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. The MidHudsonNews.com is reporting on a recent analysis of regional data showing that it is becoming more and more difficult to afford rent in the Hudson Valley with the level of income the average person or family is earning. Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress looked at data contained in the recently released National Low Income Coalition annual report, Out of Reach. In Columbia County, a family would have to earn $38,000 a year to afford a two-bedroom apartment costing $951 per month. Based on an hourly wage of $10.33 per hour, there would be a $414 monthly gap between income and rent. In Greene County, the story is similar, where the gap in rent is $460 per month. Joe Chica, Senior Vice President of Pattern and Executive Director for the Center of Housing Solutions, said in all nine counties in the Hudson Valley, renters must work far more than a full-time job to afford the cost of a two-bedroom apartment. New York Alert is reporting the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a heat advisory for the region from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday. A heat advisory means that a period of hot temperatures is expected. The combination of hot temperatures and high humidity levels will result in the potential for heat-related illnesses if proper precautions are not taken. The National Weather Service advises drinking plenty of fluids, staying in an air-conditioned room if possible, staying out of the sun, and checking up on relatives and neighbors. National Grid is anticipating a high energy demand June 18th and have asked customers to reduce electric usage between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. The utility recommends turning down thermostats by a few degrees, avoiding the use of large appliances and window air conditioners, and not running a pool pump or dehumidifier during peak hours. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union that State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker said a study ordered by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo has recommended the legalization of marijuana for adult use in New York. He said at a meeting with medical marijuana practitioners in Brooklyn, and I quote, "I will finalize that report and obviously bring it to the governor," end quote. The Department of Health was ordered to study the public health, safety, and economic impact of a regulated marijuana trade statewide, as well as the impact that legalization in neighboring states would have. Nine states, including Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine, as well as Washington, D.C., have legalized the drug, while New Jersey is exploring the possibility. Canada is on the verge of legalizing the drug. Zucker also announced June 18th that anyone with an opioid prescription can now qualify for the state's medical marijuana program, a move designed to prevent opioid addiction. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts there's a 20% chance of rain or showers after 2 p.m. on Wednesday, with partly sunny skies otherwise and a high near 72. 20% chance of showers before midnight Wednesday night also, with a low around 55. Thursday should be sunny with a high near 75 and a low around 50, and Friday should be sunny with a high near 76 and a low around 56. Listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, creative community radio.
Just makes you want to donate to WGXC, doesn't it? And the number is 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or go online to WGXC.org and show us your love. Give us a little tender, loving cash. Tell us how much this community radio means to you, means to independent thoughts in an age of corporate dominance of thoughts. Think about that.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive. 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
As of today, the it's not annual, it's like biannual, WGXC Pledge Drive has begun. So if you enjoy what you hear on this station, and I mean, why wouldn't you? You get to listen to us.
Yeah, we're great. Yeah. Maybe the best show to ever exist. Howard Stern's got nothing on this show.
Okay. Then you can go ahead and make some donations to make sure that we can stay on the air bringing you quality content for as long as possible. If you want to make a donation, you can call in at 518-697-7400. If you didn't get that, you can look it up. You can make a donation online at wgxc.org/donate, or you can come right on down and give us the donation yourself.
Or if you can't do any of these things, you could still call that number and leave a friendly message.
You can.
Make it 10 minutes, please.
Do it.
Make it a 10-minute message, please.
But yeah, so if you want to come down and give us the donation face-to-face, you can do it at the place we are broadcasting from right now, which is 369 Warren Street, Hudson, New York.
You know what? The easier way to describe this is the... stuff. Or the easier way to describe this is... giant church on Warren Street.
Yes.
It's where that. Underneath it.
Also
just dig underneath it, you'll find
Street.
Us.
Yes, also the only church on Warren Street.
Oh. Well, you know, big stone one.
Alternatively, you can mail in your donation to 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York.
If you want to pay for postage, that's up to you.
If
but,
you would like to pay for postage, you if can that's, do that.
No.
But if you have a thing against paying for postage, you can make an online donation, you can call in your donation, or you can just show up. Then you can say hi.
You could donate 66 cents. And then the stamp will cover that for a whole dollar.
You can donate 69 cents, because that's the true meme.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global, unembedded, independent, international investigative news hour, broadcasting live every weekday morning at 8 here on WGXC 90.7 FM in Greene and Columbia counties.
I'm Philip Gray, one of the contributors to All Together Now. Listen to Democracy Now! In the morning and All Together Now! In the evening, WGXC's collaborative hour-long news show at 6 p.m., featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported, hands-on radio.
Democracy Now! At 8.
All Together Now! At 6 p.m.
Here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
All Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard on All Together Now. You can also send emails to info@wgxc.org with opinions about what you hear here.
All together now.
See the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.
Tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA. This is Jim McCabe, and I'm here, if you just tuned in, this is Jim McCabe along with Chris Bishop from Vinyl Rundown and Sam Sebring, Nothing Is Real, Radio Hour, and we're just kind of each doing our own little thing here, trying to make you feel cozy and
maybe thirsty.
And maybe thirsty, yeah. Well, we'll have to hold off on the cocktails for a little while, though. It's the make-believe tiki bar for now.
Yeah.
So, and we're also doing a pledge drive, and we have a phone number for you to call.
517-6400,
right? 6-9-7-7-4-0-0. Yep. 6-9-7-7-4-0-0. Or wgxc.org/donate if you want to donate online. A lot of people like to do that. That's really easy. You can also stop by the studio. Anytime this week, we'd love to see you, meet you, give us your thoughts on the station, what you want to hear, what you don't like to hear, anything like that.
Tell us how your life's going. I mean, whatever it is, you know, we're here to listen and to hopefully entertain and inform. And
thanks for everyone who's been calling so far, and also thanks to people who've been donating food to help us out. Everybody who's working really hard here to get through this pledge drive, and keep the phones ringing.
And we got some cool merchandise too. If you go to the website, you can see pictures of. Well, actually, there's a whole merchandise section, but on the wgxc.org/donate, there's like pictures of some like really cool T-shirts that you get if you make a donation at a certain dollar level. Yeah, this is listener supported, hands-on community radio, of course, and so nobody gets paid really, except one or two hardworking staff. But it's. Pretty much basically a volunteer operation. So if you can help us out, that would be great. 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Yeah, people coming out to keep this whole thing going. It's kind of amazing how many people are involved with this project and constantly working on this project, volunteers. Yeah, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
I was thinking about, you know, we've got three DJs here from three different towns in the area, none of which is Hudson, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm from Ghent. Jim lives in Stockport.
Although I have a Hudson mailing address for whatever reason that is. I don't know. There's a post office close.
Yeah, but you're not in Hudson. You're in.
I'm not in Hudson, no. Northwest Claverick.
Right, yeah. And I'm in Athens, across the river.
So we have both counties represented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's part of, I think, you know, I was thinking about it just... Really, the transformation and progression of what the station has accomplished is really remarkable in terms of just, you know, bridging these different communities. That's always been part of the mission of the station, has been to reach other communities, get communities more connected across both sides of the river. And now we have programmers from... all over the place and from all different ethnicities,
of what we've accomplished in terms of community with this station is really unlike and beyond, I think, any other organization in our area. I mean, there's other organizations doing great work, but this is really remarkable what we have here.
It's very cool. I've been here part-time since 2002, and I guess I got involved in the station around 2009. I think that was the fall of that year, and then we had the New Year's Eve party. But I never would have met lovely people like Sam and Chris and Cheryl if it hadn't been for the radio station, and it's so much fun. And, yeah. You know, there's lots of other people out there, I'm sure, who would like to get involved, maybe have a show of their own. Radio is great, and this is like you can have your own voice here, and where else can you do that? It's a pretty rare thing. So.
Exactly. It's like it's empowering on a certain level because it gives voices to people that are otherwise not really being heard. And that's one of the greatest things this station provides, I think.
And in so many different ways, too. I mean, people contribute by playing music on the air or by talking about local issues, environmental stuff, national politics, local politics, all kinds of things. So any interest you have is probably represented here on the station in some form. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Absolutely.
You can do magic.
I'm DJ Neva Wartell and special guest Jen Dubois. So one more time, we're going to ask you to call.
Si, por favor, llame 518-697-7400 para hacer una donación o visitar a la web wgxc.org y hacer el botón de donar. Gracias.
And the
and
number
in
English, 518-697-7400 and wgxc.org/donate. Thank you very much for anybody who has called.
Please join our pledge drive and make a difference today by making a donation at wgxc.org/donate or by calling 518-697-7400.
WGXC 90.7 FM Inqua.
Focus. Every community benefits from having a public square, public parks, public amphitheaters, public fire hydrants, drinking fountains, swimming pools. The public airwaves belong to the public. A public space that is here, there, and everywhere. The local community. Connected through invisible magic. The ability to be in two or more places at once. Through the miracle of electromagnetic radiation. WGXC is a creative community radio station for Greene and Columbia counties in New York State's Mid-Hudson Valley, since time immemorial known for its great natural beauty. The land of Rip Van Winkle, the land of the Hudson River School painters, the land of video freaks. WGXC is committed to hands-on radio, available to all in the community. Music shows, contemporary, traditional, music from around the globe, jazz, rock and roll, classical, rap, country, avant-garde, novelty, popular, medieval, disco, skiffle, and much, much more. Programs about farming, economics, love, the criminal justice system, psychology, spiritual matters, call-in programs, and local events. Community radio, the most democratic medium there is, uniting disparate populations of Greene and Columbia counties, bridging the Hudson River. And radio has been informing, entertaining, exciting, and soothing listeners for generations. Every Saturday, and every night after the midnight hour. Transmission Arts programming can be heard. Long after the sun has gone to bed, this is a special time for strange signals, sounds, noises, contact with far-out spaces, inner spaces, joy, fear, theory, spirits, the seldom heard or heard from. The sky's the limit. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, assigns licenses to broadcast over specific frequencies. Over time, these licenses have fallen almost exclusively into the hands of commercial interests. But the public should have control of the public airwaves and should have access to microphones, transmitters, loudspeakers, and exercise its inalienable right to perform civic duties on air. For commercial radio, turning a profit is the number one priority. Broadcasting advertisements and jingles, pay-to-play chart toppers, corporate invective, and other nuisances. Community radio is non-commercial. Its mission is to serve the community by putting local people at the controls. It's up close and personal, inclusive, friendly, and supported by listeners. And it doesn't cost you nothing to host a show on WGXC. You don't have to be a so-called professional at all. All you have to do is know what you want to do and do it. Programmers are volunteers, and most live in the area and can be heard far and near. Because of a dearth of available frequencies for non-commercial radio, micro-radio stations appeared. For these small unlicensed stations, the act of broadcasting was an act of civil disobedience. In 1997, Free 103.9 began microcasting, mounting antennas on Brooklyn rooftops with a signal heard by the surrounding blocks. The station was started by a group of artists interested in transmission as a creative medium, and Free 103.9 became an organization dedicated to transmission arts. In 2004, Free 103.9 expanded to Greene County, becoming known as the Wave Farm in Acre, New York, at the foot of the Catskill Mountains. The Wave Farm became a rural headquarters for transmission arts. Radio transmission is a creative medium for all manner of endeavorists. It was here that the idea of a hands-on community radio station serving Greene and Columbia counties, WGXC, was conceived and made into a reality. If you have a portable radio with you, you could tune in right now. Radio where you can expect to hear children at large, orators, live freaks, DJs who sing along live with records, live private conversations when microphones are left on, laughing, crying, unrestrained weeping on and off the air. Young people holding court. Members of your local government. Dedicated collectors. And the rebroadcast of radio landmarks such as Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, Uncle Don's bloopers, historic speeches by American presidents, and old-time radio plays that aired before you were born. You may even hear a sampling of other radio stations, or the specialized broadcasts of weather radio, police radio, citizens band or CB radio, walkie-talkies, cell phones, shortwave, or ham radio. The diversity of the programming on WGXC was noticed immediately after going on the air.
I hear there's a hippie cult that has its own radio station.
Will it destroy the community?
No, it is the community.
I want to be on the radio too.
One might even call WGXC a utopian institution, a beacon of hope, a useful guiding light, a resource, a social chemistry laboratory, a land of liberty, a zoo, a haven, a convergence of every possible walk of life and reason for transmitting.
This is WGXC 90.7 FM Accra. Do you read me?
Fridays on WGXC are made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jim McCabe of Clavrock, New York. Sustaining supporters like Jim are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to health care and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load.
When you're tired of your toys and of your games through the television, when you're done with chores and homework, then it's time to make a big decision. You might need a change of scenery. It might be time to go over mountains, over oceans, through dark jungles down below. On an airplane, on a railroad, on a tall ship with a tide, all you need's a little music. How's about it? What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride?
Everywhere, man. I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, man, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere.
I wander everywhere.
I've been to
Ica,
Copic,
Cairo,
Catskill, Greenport, Claverack, Kinderhook,
Maryville, Germantown,
Windham, Greenville,
Schoharie, Greene County,
Patrick, Ashland,
Chatham,
and East Durham,
Baffins,
Haynes Falls, Hunter,
and, Coxsackie,
Preston Hollow, Oak Hill,
Ankrum,
Great Barrington,
Hawthorne Valley,
New Baltimore,
Hudson, New York.
I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Life is a rock, but the rain.
Bend.
Ica.
Copic.
Cairo.
Catskill. Greenport. Claverack. Kinderhook.
Maryville.
Germantown.
Wyndham. Greenville.
Schoharie. Green County.
Ashland. Chatham.
And East Durham.
Athens.
Haines Falls. Hunter.
And, Coxsackie.
Preston Hollow. Oak Hill.
Anchor.
Great Barrington.
Hawthorne Valley.
New Baltimore. And
Hudson, New York.
Life is a rock on the radio.
Ica.
Copic.
Cairo.
Catskill. Greenport. Claverack. Kinderhook.
Maryville.
Germantown.
Wyndham. Greenville.
Schoharie. Green County.
Ashland.
Chatham.
And East Durham.
Athens.
Haines Falls. Hunter.
And, Coxsackie.
Preston Hollow. Oak Hill.
Anchor.
Great Barrington.
Hawthorne Valley.
New Baltimore. And
Hudson, New York.
I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
You're listening to the radio coming to you from everywhere. I'm Tom Rowe, and you're listening to WGXC, and it's our Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. We're asking you to call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org and make a pledge to keep the radio coming to you from everywhere. At WGXC, in the past, you've heard live broadcast from local schools. From Chatham High School, from Hudson High School, from Cara Durham High School, from Catskill High School. You've heard live broadcasts on the radio from local restaurants on WGXC, from the Blue Plate in Chatham, from the Red Dot Restaurant and Bar in Hudson, from Dalton's Donuts in Cairo, from High Low in Catskill. You've heard live broadcasts on WGXC from parks around the region, Carrowstown Park, the Oakdale Lake Park in Hudson, from Dutchman's Landing Park in Catskill. You've heard live broadcasts from local town halls throughout the area. Live broadcasts from Carrow Town Hall, from the Athens Town Hall, from the Hudson City Hall. From the Greene County Legislature in Catskill, from the Columbia County Board of Supervisors in Hudson. WGXC is everywhere in local libraries. You've heard live broadcasts from local libraries in Chatham, in Cairo, in Catskill, and Hudson. WGXC is everywhere at local farmers markets. You've heard WGXC broadcast live from the Hudson Farmers Market and from the Catskill Farmers Market. You've heard WGXC broadcast live from local businesses like the Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, like the Stair Gallery in Hudson, like Magpie Bookstore in Catskill. WGXC is broadcast from Reeder Bowers Resort in Round Top, from Stack's Pub in Cairo, from M&J's Hair Studio in Hudson, from the Hudson Lodge, from the Half Moon in Hudson, from Little Deb's Oasis in Hudson, from the Beverly in Kingston, from the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie, from the Catskill Community Theater, from the Cannonball Factory in Hudson. WGXC is everywhere, broadcasting from local nonprofits
You've heard WGXC broadcast from the Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson, from the Greene County Council on the Arts in Catskill, from Evergreen Hall Co-Arc in Valencia, from the Catskill Senior Center, from the Catskill Community Center, from the Hudson Youth Center, from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, from the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, and from Basilica Hudson. WGXC is everywhere, and we're asking for your pledge to keep it that way. Radio coming to you from everywhere. Please call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. That's 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a difference to keep local radio coming out of your speakers, broadcasting from a variety of local locations where you can walk on the radio and talk on the radio. Please give us a call at 518-697-7400 to support local radio from everywhere locally. Support community radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Only you can keep the community radio coming out of your speakers by calling 518-697-7400 or going online to wgxc.org/donate. It's your big chance to make a difference in your community. Keep local voices on this soapbox. Keep the platform open for local discussion of local issues. 518-697-7400 is the number to call or go online to wgxc.org/donate.
Once again, folks, 518-697-7400. I'm not going to be shy to ask you to please contribute to your local community radio station to keep this cultural thing going into the future in a vibrant and healthy manner. And it takes you, our dear listeners, to make that happen. So once again, thank you to those who contributed and those who will contribute, which I know is going to happen. Thank you, and thank you. Again,
we're in the middle of our pledge drive here at WGXC, trying to raise $25,000 over the next week or so. So don't be shy. Give us a call at 518-697-7400 and pledge your support for local hands-on community radio. For DJs like the Magic Stranger, and for all of our volunteer programmers that come here just to keep you informed of all of the important information that you need to know and all of that nonsensical music you need to hear, and local, regional, international news, opinions, right here on WGXC. That's 518-697-7400. Go online at wgxc.org/donate and become a sustaining member. These sustaining members are very helpful. You can go on to our donate website and decide to contribute $5, $10, $20 a month. Not much to ask. Think of all those Netflix and how much you spend on coffee every month, and try to support us at $5 a month. That's helpful. Something we know we can count on. It's helpful. Get online at wgxc.org/donate and become a sustaining member. You're already a part of our WGXC family. And then you don't even have to think about calling in. You got that auto pay set up. It makes you happy, makes us happy. makes everybody on the planet happy.
WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Local politicians and political groups are weighing in on the children being separated from their parents by immigration officials in the United States. Local activists affiliated with MoveOn.org group have a rally at 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 30th in the public square in Hudson at the corner of Warren Street and 7th Street. That's the same day that many other protests will happen around the country, with the largest in Washington, D.C. The Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutch's Commission on Human Rights have condemned the separation of children from their parents, saying, and I quote, governmental intervention that breaches this relationship between a parent and a child without adjudication for anyone, but especially asylum seekers and others escaping brutal economic, social, and political conditions is not only unwarranted, but cruel, end quote. Dutch's Human Rights Commissioner Jody Miller said, and I quote, for all the concerns about big government and cost effectiveness, this is a moral abomination. This is not what we are about in this country, end quote. New York senators also weighed in on the issue, with Kirsten Gillibrand tweeting on June 19th, and I quote, the Department of Homeland Security is tearing young children away from their parents. It is abhorrent. It is immoral. And the administration should stop this today. But since they won't, Congress needs to step up, end quote. Chuck Schumer tweeted on June 18th, and I quote, as everyone who has looked at this agrees, this was done by the president, not Democrats. He can fix it tomorrow if he wants to, and if he doesn't want to, he should own up to the fact that he's doing it, end quote. Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat who represents all of Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, tweeted June 19th, and I quote, I am co-sponsoring the Keep Families Together Act, a bill that would prohibit DHS from separating children from their parents except in extraordinary cases, allow parents to reunite with their children if separated, and shine a light on any future abuses under this Trump administration policy, end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo released a statement saying he wouldn't send New York National Guard troops to the border. Although asked to clarify, his office says they were never asked to send troops to the border. Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, has not released any public statement on the issue, but on Father's Day he tweeted, and I quote, being a father is my proudest role. I have always cherished being a father for my children, Nicholas and Margaret. Happy Father's Day to each and every dad in upstate New York, end quote. Larry Rulison and Amanda Fries report in the Albany Times-Union that it was revealed at a June 18th Skodak Town Planning Board meeting that Amazon may open a 1 million square foot distribution center in Rensselaer County. Tenant Representative Eric Murray confirmed Amazon is working with Scannell Properties to build a large fulfillment center on 116 acres between Interstate 90 and Route 9. Scannell Properties spokesperson Andrea Martone told the Times-Union, and I quote, it's too premature in the process to comment. They just don't want us to comment, end quote. Last week, the Rensselaer County Industrial Development Agency said it would give the developer a 50% cut on its property taxes over a 10-year period, a deviation from its typical property tax incentive plan. But the planning board meeting was filled with local residents who opposed the project. Resident Barbara Spink said, and I quote, if they're doing such a great job, they have nothing to lose in doing a Type 1 environmental impact study. It's less about providing jobs and more about a rich corporation making money off the rest of us, end quote. Not all, though, were against the proposal. Eric Leonard said, and I quote, "By letting this project go forward, you're improving this town. It's a start, for some, a very difficult start. I think in the very end, it's going to lift everything up for the town," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that next month Albany County lawmakers will decide whether or not to expand the county's three agricultural districts. The county introduced the agricultural districts in 1974, first in Byrne and Knox, adding others later in Westerlo and Rensselaerville, and in Bethlehem, Cahoes, Colony, Gilderland, and New Scotland. The new Agriculture and Farmland Protection Board has recommended 6 parcels of land be added to the districts. There were no public comments on the proposal at a May 29th hearing. In southern Albany County, there are proposals to add 120 acres in Byrne, owned by Eldridge Bushnell, on Woodstock Road to farm hay there. In Knox, 6 acres located up Tim Noray's Asbury Black Sheep Honey on Pleasant Valley Road are being considered. In Rensselaer, 3 parcels of 41.5 acres owned by Philip Spinelli on Route 352 for growing vegetables are under consideration. And you can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Stephen Williams reports for the Daily Gazette that the Albany Airport has added 8 airlines, with Frontier Airlines to begin flights to Denver on September 17th. Those flights will increase to 3 days a week in October, when the airline also begins runs to Orlando. Currently, Southwest, United, American, JetBlue, OneJet, Cape Air, and Elite fly into New York's capital. Denver is Frontier's hub, with many connections to the West Coast cities. Currently, about 4,500 people per day board flights in Albany, according to the Transportation Security Administration. And you can read the full story in the Daily Gazette. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts there's a 20% chance of rain or showers after 2 p.m. on Wednesday, with partly sunny skies otherwise and a high near 72. 20% chance of showers before midnight Wednesday night also, with a low around 55. Thursday should be sunny with a high near 75 and a low around 50, and Friday should be sunny with a high near 76 and a low around 56. Listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, creative community radio.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Wednesday, June 20th, WGXC's Radio Everywhere Extended Pledge Drive continues live from ACRA with Tom Rowe on the WGXC Morning Show from 9 to 11 a.m. Reverend Kim L. Singletary will be live in the Hudson studio at 11 o'clock with There's a Bright Side Somewhere. She'll be talking with Deb Richards from Refugee and Immigrant Services of Emmaus. Guest host Chris Bishop will be sitting in for the second hour of the Bedazzled Radio Hour while Spike Pragen is away for a special Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive broadcast. And from 4 to 6, Vern Cross and Kamal Johnson will be live outside in the courtyard of the First Presbyterian Church at 4th and Warren Streets outside our new Hudson studio for the WGXC afternoon show. They'll be talking with passerby as well as special guests Jamar Beauford, Sean Egan, Tim Martin, Christian Race, and T. Damon Jones. Later on, Tony at Large will be joined in the studio by Seth Davis, Jeff McKinney, and Justin Weaver for Eclectomaniac from 7 to 9:30.
In the early morning hours of the night on Thursday, June 21st, tune into the Tracking the Odds show from Roulette in Brooklyn at 1 a.m., special with Bern Nix and Amin Fanas, then creative composition the rest of the evening till 5 a.m. for when radio news comes on. Waveform Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.
Okay, folks, I can feel us closing in on the $25,000 goal. It's like creeping in right now. The daily goal is $2,100 and this show's goal is $250, so we're getting close on this last little throes of the Monday afternoon show. We're rocking and rolling. The number is 518-697-7400. Just counting on you to give us a call, 518-697-7400. 100. They might kick me off the air if I don't raise that. But they might kick me off the air anyways. So let's just get this thing going. Keep it going, folks. Very, very importante. Mucho importante para todo los personas. It's independent media. It's community radio. I mean, listen to this stuff. Come on. Like, you just don't get that, folks. Bring it. 518-697-7400.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive. 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at wgxc.org, including some of these events. Wednesday, June 20th, there's a Catskill Town Board meeting, 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street, and in partnership with the Town of Catskill, WGXC will have a live web stream of the town meeting on the WGXC website. It'll also be on the Town of Catskill website. Turn out or tune in to the Catskill Town Board meeting Wednesday, June 20th at 6:30 p.m. Leatherheads, Tales from the Berkshire Fighting Heroes is one of the seven performances in the Daniel Art Party Performing Arts Festival. It's Wednesday, June 20th at 7:30 p.m. at Bard College at Simon's Rock. On Wednesday, June 20th. Thursday, June 21st, there's A Taste of Change at the Hudson Area Library with culinary historian Peter G. Rose. Talks about handwritten...
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
This is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Acra, creative, community, magical radio.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's WGXC.